Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's been a wonderful week in Texas, as you know. We've had rain, which we needed really bad. Now, Odessa flooded. Several places flooded. I didn't see any flooding. I just heard about it everywhere. But it was just nice, soft rain for a day.
Wow.
A whole day of rain.
That's that
which we
nice.
Really, really needed.
Oh, yeah. It's been months and months. You've been talking about how it hadn't rained. Because it was weird, because it was like in the spring, it just wouldn't stop raining. And then all of a sudden, it's just like somebody turned off the faucet, and there was no rain. And now...
There was no rain whatsoever, and it got dry, really dry.
Yeah.
And then my pond went down, and we thought it was we were using too much of the sprinkler, but it was some kind of a automatic... deal on the well that's supposed to fill the pond, and it went out. And so the pond was going down. Everything was turning green. I mean, it was an emergency.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had the people out here, and even the little pumps that are under the water, there's four little pumps under the water that keeps it going, gets it from beginning stagnant. They've got mud in them.
I don't know
how that happened. Yeah, so that it stopped everything up.
Yeah, that'll clog that up in a hurry.
You know, I just can't imagine all the things it takes to keep a dadgum pond going. You know, the old stock tanks, you never had this problem.
Uh-uh.
You know, you had the stock tanks, and when it rained, it filled them up. That was all there was to it. And cows and horses drank out of it. You know, that was pretty simple. Nowadays, it's a complicated mess, you know?
Yeah.
These newfangled deals are kind of complicated.
But they look nice when they're done. They're fancy, but they look
That's
nice.
That's right. And the waterfall looks good, you know, when the water's running over it and everything.
Oh.
But when everything stops, it's not very pretty.
No. Then you've got a mess, and it's almost like it's so complicated. And don't you have like one of those like industrial things? It's not like a regular home system. It's like some.
No, it's an industrial system.
Yeah,
that's why I can't just call a regular sprinkler company, which I wish to heck I could, and say come fix this. No, the company that does all this. They do them for Holiday Inn and these other people. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
And they'll send three men out. I mean, you know, when one could probably do it, they'll send three. Then I get the bill and I faint.
Yeah.
You know, I go, oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. All this for something that used to come natural and natural.
That's right. It used to just be a natural thing. Rain filled it up. They drank out of it. It was, you know, that's all there was to it.
but it looks nice.
This dadgum thing, you know, it has the waterfall. It has all this other. And there's we have the water well. We have pumps everywhere. Then there's pumps under the ground because you have to keep the water moving. And, oh, my gosh, it's just complicated.
So when they fix something, do they have to, like, tear up the whole yard and, like,
no, they don't have to. They didn't have to do that.
Oh, wow.
They just had to do a lot of digging out there, you know. And then, you know, I bought a new water trough.
Mm.
And galvanized steel, going to last all these years. It's got a hole in it.
No.
A hole in the dadgum water tank.
Really?
I mean, it's just, it's one thing after another.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Seems like there's always somebody out at the house having to fix something.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have a whole staff to, it's not just you know, like a guy comes out and like mows the grass. I mean, you have like a whole staff to maintain the place between the yard, the landscaping, the bushes, the trees, the water accessories.
Yeah, how do you get all that done? And someone said the other day, Faye, what you need is a permanent, you know, handyman at the house.
Yes.
I said, well, I know that.
Yeah.
You know, I know that we need someone here every day just to keep things going.
Yeah, it's like you need, like, ranch hands, like
that's
there.
What we need. We need a permanent ranch hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, the door on the barn, the llamas figured out a way to get it open the other day, and they opened three bags of nibbies and ate them all.
Oh, no.
They ate every bit of it.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
Oh, my.
It's just interesting, you know. I always thought life would be simple, you know, but it's not. It's very complicated.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, see, you've always prided yourself on there's always something going on at your house.
That's right. I mean, you're right.
Wow. My goodness. But and before you know it, you're going to have to hire another whole group of people because it's almost time to start scheduling, like, the lights for the holiday Christmas lights.
I'm going to wait till the last minute.
Again? I
mean, again? Oh, my gosh. But now, the neighborhood watch, you got to hear about this.
Oh, geez.
This lady said that this rabbit came in her yard, made a nest, and had all these babies. She said, what do I do now?
Buy a new house.
Yeah, and then another lady, she's got a rooster or maybe two or three and all the hens. She wants somebody to come and buy them all. She's going to get out of the egg business and get out of the chicken business. I said, good luck, lady. I don't know who's going to want to buy all your chickens and your roosters.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's just, you know, and people are just going crazy, you know.
And none...
something is lost every day.
Yeah.
I mean, they lose either the dog, the cat. And another lady had this fish in her aquarium. She comes home, and the fish is gone. It was this beautiful, exotic fish. And the dog's sitting there, the cat's sitting there, and she knows darn well one of them ate it.
Oh,
she
no.
couldn't figure it out. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they were both just sitting there by the tank looking innocent, you know?
Like, was it me?
The fish is gone. That's all there is to it.
Wow.
And that, oh, my God.
Obviously, dog and cat don't know anything about that. It's just...
They don't know anything about it. They just sat there and looked up at her like, you know, it's nice you're home. We don't know anything about this other.
Yeah, we were just
that
napping
fish
all day.
Just disappeared, and they don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Dog accounted for, cat accounted for, missing fish.
That's right, missing one fish.
Oh, wow.
She wasn't too happy with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nobody else it could have been, I'm sure. No guests, visitors, children, grandchildren.
No, nobody. No grandchildren, no children, you know. Just the three of them were left at home alone. And that was her first mistake.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there's one less now.
And then there were two.
And then there were two. Oh, my gosh. But the rabbit deals, you know, every once in a while somebody has baby rabbits out here, and the people just panic. They don't know what to think.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'll bet the mother rabbit can handle it. My opinion is she will handle it if you leave her alone.
Yeah, yeah, just let her do her thing. It's baked inside her. She knows what to do. I tell you what, you have way different stories than most people I know. That's for sure.
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of animals here. A lot of people and a lot of animals. Every kind of animal I ever heard of. And, they're always on next door about their animals, you know, this happened or that happened, or, you know. Oh, my God.
Boy, if we all had those kinds of problems, the world would be a much better place.
It would, if life was that simple.
Yes.
You know, and all you had to worry about was, you know, keeping up with Fido or, you know, the pet snake or the pet turtle. And I'm always shocked when they have pet turtles.
Oh,
I always
yeah.
think. I mean, you know, and the turtle gets lost, and people are panicking over a dadgum turtle.
Yeah, who would have thought? But I mean, people are passionate.
They are. And, of course, you know, right now they're seeing foxes at night on
Ooh.
Their cameras. They're seeing coyotes. I mean, they're getting hungry. And then the lynx, a lot of little lynx are coming up.
Yeah.
So people are seeing a lot of things at night on their cameras.
Yeah, and things change, you know, as the seasons change and the weather starts getting a little bit cooler. Yeah, the animals and the critters that come out at night, they tend to change as well.
They do, and you wouldn't think in a suburb that there'd be all these animals, but there's still a lot of animals out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're kind of like out. You're not like in the heart of a city, but then
no, we're not.
Yeah,
it's just a country place. And but it's getting more modern every day.
Oh yeah, you got. I mean, there's it's building up all over the place. It just they're running out of room to put people.
Yeah, and they're doing all these bonds. They want to build all these schools. I mean, it's just crazy to build another high school, another junior high. I mean, this is a small town.
Yeah,
but they're determined. They're going to do all this because it's several years out, and they want to get prepared.
Oh, I see. So they're not building the school to accommodate the people. They're building the school to, if you build it, they will come, kind of thing.
They say so, yes.
Wow. So yeah, they're planning. I mean, it's a planned expansion.
It's a planned expansion. They say that all these hundreds of acres are going to be sold for development.
Oh, boy.
It's coming upon us, and we have to get prepared.
Oh, wow. And I bet when you moved in, it was wide open and quiet, and you didn't have to worry
about it.
It was.
Remember, I moved out here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like, but it was 10 years ago.
Wow. My, how time flies.
It was 2,000 people lived here 10 years ago.
Not anymore.
But you know what? I've been here 10 years. We still don't have a grocery store.
Oh, still? Really?
No, there is no grocery store here.
Wow.
There's no retail here.
Well, look out.
It's just one of those things.
I bet it's coming.
I mean, you know, I don't know if they didn't like retail, if they didn't like grocery stores. They do have a drugstore now.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. And they're building a little small office building.
Really?
No grocery store.
Well,
you know, I was told 2 years ago the grocery store was coming on the corner. But apparently they had a disagreement and they didn't let the grocery store in.
Oh.
Just more of the same, you know. You don't get a grocery store.
Well, boy, if more people move in to the area, they'll have a grocery store pretty soon. I'm sure they're going to be all kind of retail. I have no doubt.
Well, across the freeway over there, there's a little town called North Lake, and they're getting everything.
Really?
They've got a Tom Thumb coming. They have got a new Chick-fil-A and a new McDonald's over there.
Wow.
We don't have any of that, but they just have that already.
How far is
Can
that from you?
Can you imagine? 4 minutes. They're getting everything. Those people, you know, they've got a new school. I mean, they've got everything. They've got the grocery store coming. Let's see. Oh, and they have a gas station, too.
Oh, really?
They have a gas station, like, I think it's a 7-Eleven.
Wow. Oh, so like big stuff.
Yeah, and they're getting they have a new vet.
Wow.
I mean, it's a whole town just across the road.
Wow.
And apparently different people run it because they got everything right up front. I mean, you know, oh, you want a grocery store? You got a grocery store.
Wow. So they get things done.
They get things done. And over here, no, you don't have a grocery store. No, you don't have a retail. No, you don't have this.
Hmm.
It's just...
Well, it kind of sounds...
And they have restaurants even. Did you know that?
Do they really?
They have real restaurants.
Like sit down and eat?
Sit down and go in.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a phenomenon. You could have all that.
Oh, wow. It sounds like the best of both worlds. You've still got, you know, your open space, which is important, but then 4 minutes away, you've got all the accessories and newfangled stuff that's moving in all day. So it kind of sounds like a good ideal situation. Maybe not.
Well, it will be nice to have all the neighborly things right that close.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. The modern conveniences are nice, so...
They are. And, you know, we're used to all that.
Yeah.
We had to drive to get it, but we were used to it.
Yeah. And
but they turned down a Walmart. They wanted to put a Walmart over there, and they said, no way, you're not having a Walmart.
Really? That was too far. That was pushing it.
That was pushing it. You can't have a Walmart.
Wow.
They don't want the undesirables coming in. The undesirable would be someone, you know, I guess it works for a living. I don't know what it would be.
I don't know either.
You know? Oh, I know what. I'll bet it was the carts they didn't want.
Oh.
I bet it wasn't the people. It was the carts. Mm. They didn't want those carts out there, you know, being run around and pushed into their cars. That's what it was.
That's true.
It was the carts. It wasn't the people.
And usually when you put in a Walmart, I mean, that'll draw in a lot of people from a lot, and it messes up. I would assume it would affect like traffic patterns and, you know, volumes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Traffic would be really horrible.
Yeah. That might have been a
So they told them no, they could. They had a town meeting and they turned it down.
Oh, wow.
Said, no, you can't have it. And Walmart said, we give up. We're moving on.
Wow. Stories from Facebook.
Yeah, they could see it wasn't going to work.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Boy, I tell you what, I look forward to Fay Day because I hear all kinds of stories that I don't usually hear about, and it's nice and refreshing.
Well, it's different. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we do need to get down to business. It's a short week, or it was a short week because of Labor Day last Monday. So did business happen for?
Well, things are really looking up. We've got a lot of policies that we've bid, even on a short week, and they're looking good. I mean, there was some really good ones. Every kind of cancer that we really, really like is in these bids. They're short. I think one's 16 months, two are 28 months, and one's 20 months.
Wow.
And they're all really good policies, and we're really on it. I think we're going to get them. We bid them hot and heavy this week. It's looking really good. So I think next week we'll be putting people in policies. I'm pretty sure of that. Mandelbaum, that's in the bank. That's $4 million that went in the bank this week.
Oh, wow.
Those people are happy. They got money. You know, a lot of good things happening. And as I said, these new policies are the best we've looked at in quite a long time. Our bids are in. We'll know, you know, the first of the week, and I think we'll have about $3 or $4 million in new business ready to go.
Wow. My goodness.
Yeah.
It sounds like you got more done in 3 or 4 days this week than most people do in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. Well, everything was just working right. You know, the policies came to us. We were able to bid them immediately. I think there's some really great bids on them. I think the profit is really good on these. So I think it's going to be a win-win for our clients and for us.
No doubt. Wow. I'm just shocked at how fast, you know, things turn around out of nowhere.
That's
like
right.
That is fantastic.
Because a week ago, everything we were getting was lousy. They were long-term. You know, nobody would buy them. I mean, they were 5 or 6 years out.
Mm.
And so we were turning everything down. The premiums were really high, so we couldn't take any of those. So we turned down a lot of policies last week.
Yeah.
So things weren't looking very good. And then, you know, everything turned around at first of the week.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and even still, you know, when you're still conscious of, you know, profit margins and things like that, and you don't just start, you know, just buying junk and, like, you know, lowering the bar or anything, and you held
steady.
You
can't do it.
No.
It won't work. It'll come back and bite you,
mm-hmm.
as I always say. And I was, look, one of these, it looks like the profit's going to be about 40%.
Whoa, really?
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I've got one that's that high.
Holy smokes.
And others are not. They're like 28%, 16%. But this one, if we get it, we've got a lot of profit in it.
Wow, 40%. Oh, my gosh. I about fell over. Oh.
And the premiums are 0.106.
No.
That's $424. The next year it's 221 and 221, and that's on $400,000. $221 premium.
Wow.
You know what that's about? $10 or $12 a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Per person.
Wow.
So that's, you know, the profit, the premiums, it's looking good. It's really good policy. So, you know, we're bidding them hard, and I think we'll get them. I think first of the week we'll have lots of policies to put people in, because a lot of people are asking, you know, when am I getting in a policy? Well, we had to get the right policies, had to get the right bids, and make it work. And that, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, it's a matter of getting the right combination. And, you know, not only the cash that's in people's accounts ready to go, but then with the 4 million policy coming in and ending up in people's accounts, that money is now ready to go. And it just seems like everything kind of came together at the same time. You know, the funds are there now, and the policies are there now. Hopefully next week you'll be
That's
putting
right.
people in
everything
policy.
Has to, like you say, everything has to meet in the middle. Everything has to come just right. And so we do have quite a large amount of money on hand, you know, to invest right now. And then we've done several annuities in the last week. We were busy doing annuities, and all of them were approved.
Really?
I had one I was a little bit worried about whether it would be approved. Because I talk about this all the time, about that ratio, even on annuities. So I was really worried, but it went through, and they have issues. And so I'm really glad about that. And then we had another client that sent $50,000 in. Well, he didn't check it to make sure that it was just a regular policy that he had with us. The other one was an IRA. So I've got to put just the minimum in the IRA and then open him on a new annuity.
Mm. Wow.
Because you can't mix it, folks. I think people forget about that. You can't put non-qualified money in a qualified account.
Yep.
So if you have an IRA, you've got to have IRA money in it. You can transfer another IRA over to us, a Roth or a regular IRA, but you can't put your regular money out of your bank account into your IRA.
Really? I don't know that we've really spent much time talking about that. I didn't know that.
An IRA is money that has not had taxes taken out. Remember that.
Mm.
That's why you have an IRA. It's because later down the road, 10, 20 years, you're going to start taking money out when you're 73, unless you take it early. And your regular money, you've already paid tax on it. Your IRA, the taxes have not been paid. So you don't want to put money that's already been taxed into an IRA.
Because then you'll
be taxed again.
Yeah, you'll be taxed twice.
That's right. So you've got to keep that money separate.
Huh.
And I have to remind people that every once in a while, because they try to put the wrong money in the wrong account.
Yeah. I didn't really think about that. I don't know why.
That's right.
Oh, interesting.
It's important.
Well, you're on the
and
ball.
Then when you're 73, you have to start taking out the IRA.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. If you've got an annuity, it will start automatically. And remember, every time you do an IRA, it's not going to be taxed for years if it's in an annuity. And that's a great way to do it, because it keeps you from paying taxes, so it's going to grow faster if you're not paying taxes for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's a lot different investing. When you invest in everything else, you pay taxes on it that year, but not with an IRA.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, this is like one of the things. There's so many advantages of, I guess, like doing an annuity over, because I know that we talk all the time about how the annuity mirrors the stock market. So if the market goes up, your annuity goes up. But if the market goes down, there's a safety net and your annuity holds and you don't have the bottom fall out like in the stock market. But then there's all these other things, you know, you're talking about, like you could set up an annuity for different things, for like college funds. Annuities are separate from states. There's all kinds of benefits in annuities, and I guess when you put it all into perspective, it's like it really is a very isolated, protected, conservative type of investment. Is that a good way to characterize it?
That's right. Because think about it this way: if you've got a large estate and you've got it in annuities, it's going to keep the heirs from paying taxes for years.
Yeah.
But if you have your money just in the bank, it's going to go to probate. They're going to pay taxes on it right then. to settle the estate, they'll have to pay the taxes that's due on the inheritance. But if you've got it in annuities, it's already handled, and there won't be any taxes till you take it out. So it's a tax-deferred annuity is a lot better than regular money.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I guess I've never really thought about annuities that way, in that it kind of sounds like an annuity is a good way to, and I want to be careful how I say this because I don't want to say avoid taxes, but annuities might be a good way of not paying unnecessary taxes when you don't need to. Is that?
That's right.
Okay.
Because you don't pay the taxes till you start taking it out.
Hmm.
If you make withdrawals, yes, you pay taxes only on the withdrawal. And it's compound interest.
Oh, yeah.
And it's locked in once a year. If we're doing one-year strategies, it's locked in once a year. If we're doing a two-year strategy, it's locked in every 2 years. And someone asked me about that this week. How do you figure that? Well, you take an average. You've got the first year and the second year. So you've got a chance of maybe making more money because it's on a two-year trajectory rather than a one-year.
Hmm.
So you've got more to work with, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is there people, and maybe this isn't even a thing, I don't know, but are there people that come in and say, you know, I want a 1 year or a 2 year, or do you kind of figure up what might be best?
No, they say, how are we going to do this? And I explain what I'm going to put it in and how it's going to work, you know, because we've got so many choices, and they're getting better all the time. The choices are so great, and I think that people are going to make more and more over the years with the new strategies. And then they've got this new fixed rate. This is for the people that want it to be like a CD, and it's paying 5.8, 5.9, 5 years and 7 years.
Really?
You can do a 5 year, you can do a 7 year at like 5.8. and 5.9.
Wow.
It's like a CD, except it pays a lot more.
Is that a new thing?
Well, they've had it, but the rates have just went up.
Oh, all right.
So that's a good thing. So somebody that just wants a quickie deal, you know, a 5 year or a 7 year, you can do it at 5.8 or 5.9 for 7 years.
Hmm. Interesting. It just seems like annuities just keep getting better and better. Yeah, I don't know.
They keep adding to annuities. They, you know, we've got that 13% bonus still. And every year that you put money in, you get 13% plus whatever it makes.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's a great deal. You put $1 million in, that's $130,000 up front.
Wow. Boy, you put it in those kind of terms. Wow. That'll just
it is.
That'll wake you up in a hurry. I mean, my gosh.
That's right.
Wow.
So annuities with bonuses right now are a great thing. We haven't had bonuses for several years. So this year they came up with the bonuses. They have bigger bonuses than this, but they have a cost deal. In other words, if you want this other bonus, it's like a 1% cost. So, you know, I always say, let's do the 13%, no cost.
Hmm.
It's just a great way to get you extra money into your account and get you earning more. Because remember, you get the bonus, then you're getting interest on the bonus.
So it's almost like double, it's like two profit. How do I say this? If the market doesn't go up, you still make money because of the bonus. If the market does go up,
right,
you get both.
That's right.
Wow.
So you're getting both. You're getting your bonus plus whatever strategies we've put you in.
You know,
so you've got a chance to make extra money, not just the 13, but whatever the strategies make.
Yeah, and it's not risky. You don't have the you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and wonder if you have anything
left. No, you
left.
Don't have to check it all the time to see how much you've lost or made.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of investment. It's solid. Slow as you go, it's going to be there when you need it.
Yeah, it's nice and steady.
It's steady all the way. And, you know, most people right now, I would want my money steady as I go. To heck with the stock market.
Hmm.
And with all the schemes that's going on in America right now, just do a safe, ordinary thing. Don't do some fancy crypto, something that you find out you don't even own when it's through.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been reading all these horror stories. These people invested in all this crypto. It's not there. Mm. The people have ran off. And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. And you can't get it back. And it's you don't even know where it is. It's almost like it seems to me like crypto is kind of like investing in clouds. It's like you can see it, you can't touch it, you can't really do anything with it, and then all of a sudden it can just like disappear. And
I think it might be that way. I think unless you're really sophisticated, you should leave it alone. Yeah. If you don't understand it, don't get involved in those things that are pretty far out.
Yeah.
For us ordinary human beings.
And this is just my own theory here, but my guess is if something is like this confusing and this strange, like something like crypto, it seems like creating a scam around something that people don't understand anyway might be a little bit easier than most things, because people don't understand to start with. And so they wouldn't have any like red flags or anything that would go up and say, you know, something doesn't seem right. So, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe that's not a thing, but it just kind of seems like it. So let me ask you this then. With annuities, because I know in the past we've kind of talked about, you know, the general type of investor that would be into annuities might be someone, you know, 60s, 70s, something like that. With all these advantages and all these advancements and all the things that are getting built on top of annuities to just make them better and better, are there more people, like younger types of investors that are starting to get interested in annuities that maybe weren't before?
I don't think so. I think your younger investors, 45, 50-year-olds, they're doing life settlements. They want the bigger reward. I think those people are staying with life settlements. The people that are really getting into annuities are the 70 to 80-year-olds.
Mm, okay.
Seems to me like. Because the ones I've done in the last 2 weeks, they were all in their 70s.
Oh, really?
Nobody was in their 60s even.
Really? That's interesting.
I thought it was. Even the 70-year-olds say, can I qualify to get into life settlement? I said no. Just real plain.
Yeah.
They didn't have the assets. They loved the idea, but they didn't have the assets to do it. And the other thing is, if you're 75 to 80, you've got to be sharp. I don't care what investment you're in. You've got to be able to think about what investment you want. That's why the stock market is not always a productive thing for older people, because they can't make their own decisions on it. They're relying on somebody else. And this week there was a story about this broker. It churned all these people's accounts. He made $2 million. He lost them about $5
million. No. Oh, wow.
And, you're at the mercy of somebody else.
Mm.
And it's probably an honest person, and you probably don't have anything to fear. But sometimes, as you get older, they will take advantage of you.
Wow.
If you're in life settlement, nobody can take advantage of you. If you're in an annuity, nobody can take advantage of you.
Mm.
It's set and sown. It's a life insurance policy either way.
Yeah.
So, you're investing in a life insurance policy. It's solid. It's simple. You can understand it. That when they pass away, you get paid. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be real smart to figure this out.
Yeah. And when a policy matures,
we've done all the work for you. In other words, the doctors are telling you this is how long they've got. We simply put your money in. When they pass away, we put the money in your account. And that's simple. So you can do that, even as you get older. That's all right.
Yeah.
But then, an annuity, you don't have to do a thing. They pay you every year, or you don't take money out. But the interest is put in there, and you don't have to do a thing.
Yeah. I mean, you literally said it.
Your interest is earned. It's locked in, and you're safe.
Hmm.
So these two things for older Americans are great.
Yeah. It sounds like it. And, you know, with life settlements, they don't pay out a percentage of the policy's value based on market conditions. It's full value every single time, and they have the assets, the reserves to pay out at any given moment. So it's not
That's right, like this $4 million.
Yeah.
When they got the death certificate and the claim, they paid it within 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't have any problem getting paid. You know, the money came immediately. So that's what I like about life insurance companies. They have the money. They have the reserves. You're always safe. And like the other, we have to move money out of people's banks to get it back over to the trust all the time because these banks are small. If a bank fails and you've got $2-3 million sitting there, you're out of luck, you know. And why take that kind of a risk?
Yeah. Exactly.
If you're in the stock market and you're older, you're at a lot of risk. You're relying on somebody else every day to buy, to sell. And I can ask somebody in their 70s what they're in, and they cannot tell me.
That's dangerous.
I say, okay, what investments do you have? Do you have mutual funds, REITs? Do you have stocks? You know, what's your earnings? They can't tell me.
Wow. That's kind of scary.
It is scary. But I can ask someone in a life settlement, okay, what was your profit on the last deal? They can tell me.
Yeah.
And say, okay, I made 15%. I made 24%. Okay. And the money is in your bank account. It's in the trust right there where you can see it.
Yeah.
If you're doing an annuity, and say, okay, how much did you make last year? All they have to do is look on the sheet, and it says, this is how much your interest was. This is how much your bonus was last year. This is how much you're going to get this year if you put more money in.
It's very simple
and
straightforward.
An annuity is calculated for the ordinary American.
Nothing that's overly complex. You don't need a fancy degree in economics to understand.
No. All you have to do is... first of the year, the end of the year. First of the year, end of the year.
Yep.
And you get paid.
Very simple.
It locks it in without you doing a doggone thing. So that's why these two are conservative. It doesn't matter what age you are, you can do it, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, and something else we should probably mention is that you also buy policies direct, which is something we don't talk about.
We do, and that's something we never talk about. And people probably don't even think we're going to buy a policy. But if you've got cancer and you need cash, you come to us. Don't go out of state. All these big ads are wonderful, but they're not going to pay you what we will pay you.
Yeah.
So you call us on the phone and say, I have cancer. I have a life insurance policy I need to sell. And we'll ask you how much it is. We'll ask you... if it's a term, if it's a permanent life insurance, how much is the policy worth? We'll ask you a lot of questions, and then we'll say, okay, we need to see your health. And so then you send us a copy of the latest hospital and doctor reports that tell me if you've got 5 years, we're not probably interested. If it's 3 years, yes. 2 years, yes. 8 months, yes.
And what happens?
And we pay the highest amount, I think, of anybody.
Oh, sure. Because, you know, you can take out the middleman, the broker. When the broker is not in the picture, that's a whole, it just makes it more profitable.
A whole new story.
Yeah.
That's right. If there's not a broker between me and you, you're going to get a lot more money. When we buy policies in the market every day, there's usually two brokers between us and the owner of that policy. First, you've got the owner's broker. Then that broker goes into the market. And that's what makes not get as much money.
Yeah.
But if you come to us direct, you're going to get a lot more money for your policy.
Yeah. Yeah. Those brokers factor in their profit in the transaction as well. And so you take that out, more profit.
And it's
profit.
A lot, let
yeah.
me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. A couple of times I've caught... what they were getting paid, and I was just floored.
Yeah.
To think that a broker could charge that much for selling your policy.
Yeah. Boy, you gave a couple of examples. I don't know if it was a week or two ago about some of the profits that some of these brokers make. I was like floored.
Over $100,000, it gets my attention.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, going to you direct. Yeah, definitely a chance to save or actually make a lot more money. So definitely worth it.
And you know, we've been buying policies a long time, and we've learned how to do it. You know. When we started out, we made a lot of mistakes, but we learned over the years. Now we've been doing it a long time, and we've got it down.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have been doing this for a very long time. You've got it down. The systems have gotten better. The calculations have gotten better. The data has gotten better. It's just improved. It's such a great investment to start with, but it's just gotten better on top of that. So,
and if you do it right, it's really great.
Yeah.
So it takes a while, you know, but we've been in business a long time, more than most of these companies. It's because once we learned how to do it, we did it right. We improved, and we've improved along the way.
Yeah. And people are making more money all the time. So
that's right.
That's the whole game. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's got some great things in there. A person should go in there, look at everything, because it's got some really great information that people need.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do a really great job of explaining it and really kind of bringing things to life and adding, you know, all kind of examples and personal experiences and, you know, new stories that you read about and all this information. But if people need to, like, see it in text form to kind of absorb things, it's all right there. So it's a great resource. Every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about the State Fair of Texas, the Big Tex Awards.
Yeah.
It's time for the Big Tex Awards.
Been waiting on this
for a
year.
You know, they've been doing the Big Tex Choice Awards since 2005.
Really?
I didn't realize how long.
Almost 20
years. They've been
doing
it. But the winners have been announced.
All right.
The winner for the best taste is the Dominican Fratura Dog.
Oh.
Now, how about that? Fratura Dog. That it was the one that won. And for the sweet taste is the cotton candy bacon on a stick.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. This is something. The deal on a stick, I mean, is really, really exciting. They say it is let me describe it for you.
I don't know.
It says it's a 12-inch strip that's thick on a stick.
Oh, my gosh.
The bacon is 12 inches.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
And this cotton candy is wrapped around the bacon.
Oh.
And it stands up to the sugar well, and the bacon is still the star of it.
Wow. Who even thinks of these things?
And it was the sweet winner of the whole thing, of the whole shebang.
Oh.
And the most creative. Now, this is fun. The most creative is a pickle deal. It's fried burnt-end bombs, is what it says. You put cereal, you put cotton candy, you put strawberry syrup, vanilla ice cream, and sour pickles together.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is it. I mean, it's something else. So those were the top awards. Now, the finalists were the Drowning Taquitos.
Ooh.
Now, they're served in a cup. It's fresh. It's hand-rolled corn tortillas. They're stuffed with shredded chicken, and then they're deep-fried to perfection. How about that?
Delicious.
And then they are drowned with a tangy cream sauce, jalapenos, guacamole, salsa, and shredded cheese, avocado, tomatillo, pico, and cheese.
Wow. I was wondering what they were drowning it in because, you know.
That's right. They drowned in that doggone thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's something else.
Oh.
And then they had Texas fried burnt-end bombs, hot chicken pancake poppers.
Really? Oh, that sounds delicious.
I mean, can you imagine? And then they had the classic Nutty Bar. It's a toasted marshmallows, two Oreos, strawberry sauce, free dry strawberry pieces on a stick.
Really? Oh, wow.
Then they had the sweet treat was a strawberry Pop-Tart. And it's like the flavors of New Orleans. And it reminds you of Pop-Tarts and waffles. They're all put together on a stick. The strawberry part top is heavenly combination of a fluffy a vignette, a crispy waffle, homemade strawberry filling, sweet vanilla icing drizzle, fresh whipped cream, and colorful sparkles on top.
You got to be kidding me. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
That'll kill you right there.
Yeah. Boy, you'll go happy with a smile on your face. Wow. Oh, my gosh. As you describe these, I'm trying to, like, build it in my brain, and I can actually see that, and I can almost taste it. Oh, my gosh.
And I keep thinking about those dadgum sugar rush pickles.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Can you believe that?
Wow.
They started with Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch, then they layered in cotton candy sugar crystals, powdered sugar, and they drizzled strawberry sundae syrup on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they dressed up the pickles with ice cream.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's just too much.
I may have to go see a doctor.
Can you imagine the people that were the judges on this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had a sugar high that wouldn't quit.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so those are the winners. That was how they came out on it. It's just, you know, I can't believe it all.
I can't even, those sound fantastic. And obviously they I guess probably should be winners. But I can't imagine what they had to taste or got to taste, that didn't win. I mean,
that's right. Because there was 10 entries this year,
really?
And they tried them all. Oh. And these came out on top, and they said the Sugar Rush Puckles were the most creative. I'll bet it was, too.
Wow. I'm just...
And those drowning taquitos. Oh, my gosh, drowning.
Man, taquitos just by themselves are fantastic. It should be a food group all in itself. But then you drown it in all that, well, the guacamole and all the other stuff that was in there. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. That's just got to be heavenly. Oh,
I think it would have been. I mean, everything was in the cup. It was something else.
Wow. This is why we go to the fair. And this is why it's only once a year.
This is why they go to the fair. And they said this year there's 4 or 5 new things to try at the fair. But, you know, they'll have the car show. They'll have the rodeo. They'll have the dog show. I mean, there's so many things to see at the fair besides all the great food.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the 20th anniversary of the Big Tex Choice Awards.
Wow.
Can you imagine 20 years?
That's awesome. I'm still in shock that we're even in September already. I don't know where this whole year has gone.
Oh, I'm in shock, too. I mean, where did the summer go?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fast. It was furious. And kids were back in school. Then we had Labor Day. Labor Day just snuck up on everybody.
It did.
And it just was here and gone in no time.
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, I'm already starting to see, you know, some of the, or I actually have been for a while seeing like all the fall treats, like in the bakery and in the store. And it's just like pumpkin spice this and, you know, some kind of a fall flavor that and nutmeg here. And it's like, oh, my gosh, here we are at that time of year again. It's just.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's going to get cool. It's going to be nice. So it's really nice that it's cooling off. You know, when it's in the 70s, early in the morning, that's really nice.
Yeah. It's that nice fall crispy morning and then a little bit warmer in the day. And then you get down to the little crispiness at night. It's just, it's a great time of year. It really is. But boy, I'm still stuck on the food for the fair.
Right. It's hard to get off this food. Let me tell you something.
It is. It's like,
and remember, it starts September 27th. It runs to October 20th. And there's a lot of tickets you can get online with discounts, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I heard someone complaining about the food had gotten so expensive. But, you know, that's just a sign of the times.
Yeah.
You know, everything's expensive.
Yeah, it is. But, boy.
But it's worth it to get to go to the fair of Texas. It's the greatest fair anywhere in the world.
Oh, hands down.
Nobody has a fair like the state of Texas.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's not even close. It's...
No, nobody's close.
No.
And, you know, to ride all the rides and to get sick is a fun deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Ride the rides and get sick is a fun deal. There's the quarter of the day.
I mean, you know, it's part of being a Texan and going to the fair.
Well, gosh.
And everybody needs to take their grandchildren, their children. If you haven't been to the fair in a long time, it's time to go because you'll have more fun than you've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And there's so many things to see. Now, I still haven't been able to find that full story about that little boy that beat all these adults in the pie baking contest.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He beat out everybody. It was in the paper. And you know, if it's in the paper, you can believe it. Remember that little girl used to say that?
Yeah, I remember that. Wow. I hadn't heard
that.
She said,
if it's in the Star Telegram, you can believe it. That's what she said.
Wow. Oh, my God. Or if it's on the Faye Bagby show, then you can believe it, too.
There you go. You can believe it if it's on the Faye Bagby show.
If Faye says so, it is so.
It's, wow. It's the way it is, folks.
Could you imagine, though, if we had access to things like cotton candy bacon, like, all year? I mean, we got, what, 3 weeks?
Oh, we would just be dying. We'd be laying on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean... Can you imagine that bacon cooked with cotton candy? I can't even fathom it.
I'm trying to picture it, and it's just, it's blowing my mind. And my God.
But remember, these people spend all year long thinking up things that will get them into the fair, that will get their product in. And it takes them all year to come up with these different things.
Yeah. Well, and it's worth it. My goodness, I've been waiting for this list for well, almost a year now. And
yeah,
boy,
I knew you were waiting patiently to see what all was there. And it's just, you know, amazing deal.
It didn't disappoint, that's for sure. Wow. I'm blown away, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait. It's one of those things where it's just like, it's like you go once, and it's like, you know, I can't just, because this is the only time I'm going to eat this. I got to go back.
That's right. You might as well do it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it says it's shock and awe and a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. Take some medicine with you because you might need it. But, boy, it's the one time of year we can blow it out. Oh, my word.
That's right. And eat all you want, and think about it for another year.
Yeah, and dream about last year's food, and then think about next year's food.
Oh, that's right. And that last year had some great ones, too.
Yeah.
I really loved some of those from last year.
Wow, I was impressed, but it just seems like this year's list is even more out there and even more impressive, and it just gets better every year is what it seems like. Golly.
I can't imagine the people that think all this up.
I know it.
You know,
gosh.
I really can't.
They're geniuses.
I don't know how they think all this up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the cotton candy deal and the bacon is just something else.
Yeah, isn't that something?
I mean, cotton candy with bacon. Who would have thought?
I didn't see that one coming. Wow. Oh,
I didn't
I can't
see
wait.
The pickles coming.
Oh, yeah, that
I go,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. These people, I don't know if these are just like a mistake that they stumble on or if this is like, if they sit in like a food lab and like combine ingredients or like a mad scientist. I don't know, but whoever comes up with these.
That one family works on it every year trying to get theirs in.
Really?
And so they sit and they strategize and trial this stuff, you know, to get it in.
Stakes are high, you know, and but
stakes are high.
Boy.
You want to be the winner. You want to come out in either first or second or third. That's all that counts.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's great for them, and it's a treat for us, too. So, oh, I can't wait. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, but your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I feel like I'm having a sugar rush already just thinking about it.
Just thinking about it will give you a sugar rush, yeah, yes. Well.
Oh, wow. All right, before we wrap, for life sediments, there are actually two risks that people need to know about. What is the first?
That's right. The biggest risk is if it goes over, you have to pay premiums. So you have to know going in what the premiums are, what it could cost you, and that's all laid out every time before you ever buy a policy. So you always know what the risk is. The second risk is, remember, it's not liquid till it matures. So I think everybody knows that, but we have to tell you that it is not liquid till it matures. And remember, to do a life settlement, you must be accredited. You must make either $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your home. And that is a $100,000 investment.
You know, and
minimum.
Seriously, it's like that's really about it with a life settlement. There's not really much more to it than that. You're just buying a life insurance policy, and so it's pretty straightforward, which is great. There's not
it
a whole lot of.
It is straightforward. We give you the information. We tell you how many months they think they're going to live. We tell you what kind of cancer it is. We give you the report from the doctors, and then you make a decision. And if you say yes, then we put you in. It may be $50,000, it may be $100,000 investment. Whatever we've decided, everybody should put in.
Yeah. You know, it seems like there's so many different investment opportunities that exist all over the place. There's so much fine print, but with a life settlement, it's really straightforward. And so, and it's conservative and it makes sense. What about annuities? Any kind of qualifications?
There is, but it's not as tough as it is on a life settlement.
Okay.
In other words, you can't put every dime you've got in. You've got to have money for expenses. You've got to have still money in the bank, and they're going to look at that. They're going to see if you've got $50,000 left in the bank, $100,000, what you've got left to live on with your money being in an annuity.
Yeah, and really not much risk with an annuity either.
No, there is not.
All right. All right. So for people to get started, get more information next week, no holidays, Labor Day is past us now, so it's a full 5 days, and I assume you have availability to talk to some people if they want
to. That's right. We will be talking to people, making investments for people in annuities and life settlements.
Cool. All right. One last time then, Faye, for people to call, make an appointment, come see you, get information, get started, what is your phone number?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.